Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Live at the Pub and Grub in downtown Santa Ana. It's a day of food and music. And one of the performers who's on later on tonight, Kita Joe, is with us now. How you feeling? You pumped up?
I'm so excited. I go on at 8:30, so I get to kind of see everybody else who's performing before me and support those artists and then, you know, get in that mental state of seven songs is a lot of songs when you're doing them all the way through. So
sure.
Getting in that mental state and making sure my vocals are ready to go.
Well, you're already dressed the part. Are you going to stay like this all day? Or are you gonna?
No, I'm actually changing into something that's a little more to my brand. So, do a little costume change.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you're 19 years old. I know you moved to LA to kind of make this dream happen.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like it's happening?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely feel like I'm, you know, living the dream or at least pursuing it as best I can. And I like to think I'm one of the lucky ones that gets to work with some of the best on a daily basis. So I'm super blessed in that area. I come from a rural area, live next to a cornfield for most of my life in southern Indiana, Kentucky area. So LA is still, you know, a little different from home, but I love it through and through.
Yeah, and for those who haven't seen you perform before, tonight at 8:30, what can they expect from you on stage?
So like I said, I'm performing seven songs. They're all originals. They're very, very special to me because they're the first songs that I ever wrote. I wrote them around the time I was 14, 15. I'm 19 now, so they're like my original babies, so there's always a really genuine energy behind them when I perform them. They're very anthemic, and then I have a couple acoustic ones, come from a very personal place, but at the same time, they're very relatable overall, so they're just a blast to perform, and I hope everybody enjoys them.
Well, if you can sing as well as you can speak, I think you'll be all right. You're very composed. Kita Joe, everybody, she'll be on tonight at 8:30 here at the Pub and Grub in downtown Santa Ana, right on Bush and 5th Street. You can park in the parking structure off of Spurgeon. Last thing, Twitter, website, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, Kita Music, K-E-T-A Music, Instagram, Twitter. Facebook is Who Is Kita? And same thing for YouTube is Who Is Kita? So give me a follow, I'll follow y'all back.
All right, Kita Joe, thanks so much. See you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
KX93.5 today is broadcasting live from the Pub and Grub. It's a food fest in downtown Santa Ana with a bunch of live music. We're here with an artist known as Just Faith, who's performing at 2 o'clock today. How you feeling? You look amazing. Look at you.
Thank you. I feel great.
Yeah?
I'm really excited.
Tell me about your outfit.
I'm going for more of a futuristic look.
Yeah.
I've kind of been, you know, growing up with that, with Lady Gaga and, you know, and I kind of like the edgy, futuristic look, and that's really what I'm going for, so yeah.
I'll post a picture on our Facebook, but you've got a comic book dress with like a cape and Lady Gaga glasses, I guess, on top of it. You look awesome. So Just Faith, 14 years old, making some strides. You've got a record. You're working on a new one. Is this the dream for you to be a singer?
Yes, it's totally the dream. I've been through a lot, and right now I'm really finding rest and excitement in what I'm doing.
Yeah. And so what sorts of things do you write about? What inspires you?
Troubles and trials and what people go through. Like, my friend has been bullied, so I wrote a song about bullying. I've been through depression, so I write about depression and anxiety.
Yeah. Is it hard to put those intense emotions out in song, or is it therapeutic in a way?
It's very therapeutic.
Yeah. And so when you go on stage, you know, what do you try to bring to your stage performance, which you're going to do today at 2 o'clock?
Dramaticness, if that's a word. if there was ever a word to describe that.
Okay.
And I love to get the crowd involved, tell them to come up to the stage and, you know, just express myself.
Right.
And, you know, have fun on the way.
Cool. Have you tried any good food today at the Pub and Grub, or are you on a diet for your performance?
Actually, no. I'm trying to... Actually, we got an all-you-can-eat thing, so I'm very excited about that after
right.
the show.
Some, like, carne asada fries or something over there. Maybe that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, cool. Just Faith is the artist. Where can people find you online, social media, website, that sort of thing?
Look me up, justfaithmusic.com, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
All right. Just Faith, we're live at Pub and Grub today in downtown Santa Ana. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
This is KX93.5 at the Pub and Grub today in downtown Santa Ana. Bunch of great music and chefs, and you can still come today to grab tickets right at the gate. We're here with Chef Jake McPeck. He's from Mess Hall Canteen, which is a food truck that's right here in the middle of the festival. How are you, man?
Doing great. It's a beautiful day out here. Looking forward to feeding some people.
Yeah, so tell us what you've got today. What can we eat at your place?
Today at Mess Hall, we are known for our tater tots. So the Drunken Sailor tater tots are our number one seller. Had a couple videos go viral from it. Insider, Eater, Thrillist, they've all done videos on them. It's lobster, snow crab, bacon, our house-made mac and cheese over tater tots with Mississauga aioli drizzled over the top.
So, what do people do when they get those? Like, what's the typical reaction?
It's definitely, we call them shareable sides or shareable tots. They are a good 2 or 3 pounds.
Right.
But I mean, it's, people go crazy. We've had people from all over the world coming to try these things, taking pictures with the truck, and just so we could throw it on our Facebook saying people came from Australia, Japan, Taiwan. It's crazy to see just what a video on the internet can do for a business.
So forgive me for not knowing, but do you have a brick and mortar location too, or just the truck?
We have just the food truck right now.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of things this summer. Hopefully I could win some competitions and get some bankroll going for we're looking for a bar. I'm doing the World Food Championships in November, doing seafood competition, and that top prize is $100,000. So hopefully we can take that home and open up a bar.
So the food truck alone isn't enough to hopefully sustain it to open the business?
It's getting there. Yeah. We blew up in October after winning the Food Beast Ooze Fest 2 with that Drunken Sailor. It was kind of like a last-minute thing that we added the day of and said, here's our surprise. We've been telling people it's a surprise, 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 and then here you go. And we've sold over 400 in 5 hours. And since then, that's pretty much been carrying us. It's 80% of our sales. With the food truck, we would want to open a bar and then have the truck supported by it. So send the truck out to these great festivals, music festivals, stuff like that. But have a bar with a small kitchen pulling out some pretty crazy food.
Well, now's the time to come. The lines aren't too crazy yet today. So to come to Pub and Grub in downtown Santa Ana and try some of those tots, among other things. If you have the all-access pass, do you get them or do you still have to buy them today? Do you know?
I'm not 100% sure if they are sold out or not, but I'm pretty sure they still have some.
Cool.
I think those were like 45, I think for all you can eat, all you can drink. There's some great breweries out here.
Awesome.
So,
well, Chef, thank you very much. Mess Hall Canteen, where can people find you online?
Messhallcanteen.com on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at Mess Hall Canteen.
All right, right on.
Yeah, it's Tyler today at the Pub and Grub in downtown Santa Ana. And if there's one thing you do in your life, it should be to eat these tater tots from Mess Hall Canteen. They are crispy tater tots layered with mac and cheese, bacon, more cheese, snow crab, and lobster. And I think I'm even missing one thing in there. Mess Hall Canteen's a food truck that went viral at the last food festival we were at called Ooze Fest. Anyway, come get that today among many other craft beers and food items to try at the Pub and Grub in downtown Santa Ana with OC Foodie Fest and 100 Eats. You can get tickets online. We're on Bush and 5th. Find parking anywhere around here and grab tickets to join us. All right, we're here at the Pub and Grub today in downtown Santa Ana for the Food Fest with a bunch of live music as well. Tiffany Brevard is with us, who's performing at 3 o'clock today. Tiffany, you have a cool background and a cool reason why you do this, why you make music. So do you want to touch on that for a minute?
Definitely. Well, my whole purpose is not, it's not about me. It's about being used in order to get a message across. So my music, I've written about different social justice causes like human trafficking, homelessness, animal rescue, which is the most recent one I've promoted for a documentary called Harry and Snowman, specifically horse rescue. And all of my other originals are just provide an encouraging or uplifting message for people. That's what I want my purpose to be as a musician. I hope that I influence people and that I'm relatable to people and that they can just my music is life-changing. It can change your lives. So,
do you struggle to write something that is catchy and fun while also writing about something that is so, you know, intense?
You know, it's so funny you ask that, because I was going back and forth about that with my mom, actually, because I was writing a little bit slow. I'm known as the ballad girl, the like more sultry singer, more Norah Jones. So I was like, you know what? I need to write something that is a little bit more upbeat. So the single I'm debuting today called Ashland, it started off as a ballad, but I actually kicked up the tempo, added some drums, some cool beats. I added some string sounds, which I play the harp, so I try to make my music more unique that way. Another song I'm singing today, it's more of like a folky country sound, so I tend to write all over the place, which is, my music is definitely eclectic, different styles, pretty much however I'm feeling that day, but definitely working on some more upbeat music, because I know I gotta appeal to the, you know, the jammers out there.
Well, you do you. What's most important is that you stay true to yourself, and if that's what really is you, then hopefully it resonates with other people. But Tiffany Brevard is here with us. She's performing at 3 o'clock today at Pub and Grub. Where can people go to find more about you online or social media?
So you can check me out. My Instagram is TN Brevard, BREVARD. My Facebook is Tiffany Nicole Brevard, so you can find me that way. You can also check out some of my music on SoundCloud under Tiffany Nicole Brevard, and on YouTube as Tiffany Brevard.
Cool. Tiffany, thanks so much. Good luck today.
Thank you. Bye.